Well, Carl, obviously a disappointing result, but what was your view on your team's performance tonight?
I thought we looked a major threat first half, get ourselves an early goal, and you know the keeper's made a bit of a hash of a back pass. But then we concede within 7 or 8 minutes. And I thought second half we were too deep. Although there were really no chances in the game. One's dropped, but again, poor defending. We've got to deal with both goals. But it was a frustrating game. I mean, it's not the reason we've lost the game, but it's been a long time since I've seen officiating like that. I mean, I don't think he got... I think he's probably got 10% of the decisions right in 90 minutes, and it's lower staff were complaining about him, but they win the game, and then all of a sudden the refs had a great game, but he was awful, and he was nearly as bad as us.
And yes, and you have another red card to talk about. I know it was very late in the game, so it didn't have a major impact, but what was your view on that?
My view on that is he probably should have gone for the first tackle. I thought he was lucky to get a yellow, but that probably epitomises everything that's been wrong with this season, and it's a shameful 12 sendings off in any campaign. It's a disgraceful number of sendings off, and has been at the helm and responsible for that. It's embarrassing and it's not good enough, and we've tried everything we can, and the only thing we can do is solve it at the end of the season, because we've spoke to them, we've tried everything we can conceivably think about, and it hasn't got any better, and it's just petulance, you know, it's stupidity of the highest order, and it's wrecked our season. It's the reason we've struggled.
It must be so frustrating, because here we are so close to the end of the season, and you just can't quite get over that line, can you?
No, you can't, but when you've been telling players for 8 or 9 months what we've got to improve on, and they're still doing it in April when you've been drilling it into them in August, it doesn't take much working out that's the reason we've struggled to get over the line. It's very, very frustrating.
Yeah, and it's, as you say, it's not the first time that these red cards are a common theme, aren't they?
When you've completed less than 75% of your games with a full complement of players, and lots of them have been very, very early in the game in the first half, and when you're playing with a man light, it's a mountain to climb every week.
But you did get yourselves in front so early in this game. It must feel like a huge missed opportunity tonight.
Look, they're all missed. We shouldn't be coming here and getting beat in that manner. I'm not being disrespectful to Lowestoft, but the goals are horrendous. We had no composure anywhere over the park. And we've got enough experience to see games out, and we couldn't. And as I say, that's not good enough.
It sounds like it's got to the point where you're looking forward to drawing a line under this season.
Yeah, it's just getting over that line. But we've got to make some wholesale changes, because I'm sick to death of talking. When you talk for 8 minutes and people don't get the message, when you've spoke about it for 8 months, there's a lesson to be learnt there. You can't change the mindset of the personnel.